Message number 17. The Great Warning, a gift out of mercy. Monday, November 22, 2010 at 02:00. My beloved daughter, I am so pleased at the way you follow my words with complete faith and obedience. My love for you is strong. So too is your love for me. You now feel me very close to your heart. You are one with me now, my daughter. I and my eternal Father, as well as the Holy Spirit, the Blessed Trinity, rejoice with your response to this very important calling. We and all the angels and saints walk with you every day to protect you in this most sacred work. Take heart and continue to hold my hand. Allow me to guide you in your words to give mankind a chance to finally understand the truth before the Great Warning. This Great Warning, out of mercy and love as a last gift to my children, will happen soon. Every single one of my children will be shown their lives, their sins, their wrongdoings, and every single insult they were responsible for against their brothers and sisters, all during a mystical experience. Not one man, woman, or child on this earth will be excluded. Some will be deeply shocked and saddened by the sins in their lives and will immediately turn to me, their just judge, and redeem themselves. They will, out of love and sorrow, ask for mercy. Others will be so sickened and shocked by the way in which their sins will be revealed that they will drop dead before they have a chance to ask for forgiveness. And then there will be those who follow the deceiver. They, in their terror when they see the wicked sins in their past life flash in front of them, will flee. They will try to hide, but there is nowhere to go. Ducking and diving, they will either accept what they see and ask for forgiveness there and then, or they will turn away and squirm in shame and horror, but will not ask for mercy. Then there is the final sinner. When his sins are shown to him, all he will do is argue and deny that he committed these grievous offenses against God's commandments. He will simply deny the truth and turn his back into the darkness of eternal hell. No one will be turned away from my mercy. Why won't my children understand this? If they are genuinely repentant and desire to come and live with me on the new earth, where heaven and earth become one, why don't they ask for forgiveness? No one will be turned away from my just mercy if they show remorse. Yet so caught up in their pursuit of selfish goals, they fail to grasp the consequences. Wake up now, all of you. Accept the changes you are about to witness through the evil actions of mankind, the signs that have been foretold and which will preempt my return to earth. Let me guide you to paradise. Through this prophet and the Book of Truth, I plead with you once more, out of my precious love for you all, turn to me now before time runs out. Let me hold you in my arms. Let my love flow through you in mind, body, and soul. Open your hearts and let me guide you to my paradise on earth, where you will enjoy eternal life. Why would you wish to choose the other doomed path to nowhere when the truth has been revealed? My heart heaves with worry and sadness when I think of my children who just refuse to accept the truth of my promise. I say one more time, turn to me now and talk to me. Ask me to come back into your heart. I will make myself fit within your soul. I give you this promise even for those most hardened of souls. Just one word is all you need to say. Ask me to show you my presence by saying, "Jesus, I feel lost. Open my heart to accept your love and show me the truth so that I may be saved. My words of warning are not a threat. This event has been known since my death on the cross. Why do you think it cannot happen? The truth lies in the scripture for all to understand. I will act as your savior right up to the last minute before I come as just judge so that I can finally lead my children to my family of great love, joy and happiness where all will live in harmony for eternity. Satan and his followers will be plunged into darkness forever. My family will witness the joy and divine heavens which no man were they to glimpse just a taste of what it promises would turn their back on this pure happiness in my Father's kingdom. Pray for forgiveness and enter my Father's kingdom in glory where you and your loved ones will be welcomed into the light of pure love. I will fight to win you all back. I died for all of you and I will fight to win you all back to me despite the darkness of evil in the world up to the very last moment. Please let me show you how much I love you once more. Take my hand now, place your head on my shoulder and your gentle soul will be set aflame with a love you have forgotten. Your loving Savior, Jesus Christ.